Joining me now is Marty Grosjean, founder of Only Natural Pet. Welcome to the Pet Radio Show, Marty.
Thank you.
When I looked at your website, I was kind of surprised to see that not only do you have your own line of natural pet foods, but also vitamins and supplements, chews and treats and flea and tick, kitty litter and toys and all sorts of things. What makes your products different from what else is out there? How is your approach to these products unique?
Well, Robert, I guess what makes them unique is the sort of brand promise, I guess, if you will, that we give to our customers, which is that everything that Only Natural Pet makes is, as our name implies, a natural product. And so we have a pretty rigorous set of ingredient standards that define what we consider to be a natural product. And everything that we sell, you know, has to meet those standards. And that, to a pet owner, means that, you know, they can buy our brand without having to be a hardcore label reader themselves. You know, they don't have to educate themselves on what is a good ingredient in my pet food or in my pet shampoo or in my flea and tick product. They know that if they buy the Only Natural Pet brand, that it's going to be natural, it's going to be healthy, it's not going to have chemicals, it's not going to have nasty byproducts, it's not going to be made in China, et cetera, et cetera.
I see. Well, you kind of answered my next question. I was wondering what your definition of being natural, particularly for foods and treats, means to you. And because it seems that people kind of use that term in different ways. So could you expand on that a little more?
Sure. Yes. I mean, it's true that the term is used very loosely in the pet business especially. So people will throw the word natural on products that are not even remotely natural. And it's mainly because it's not a regulated term in the sense of having a formal definition from any, you know, regulatory agency. So, you know, people, basically, you can use it in whatever way you want. How we define natural, again, sort of comes down to our ingredient standards that we have. So when it comes to food, it basically means no byproducts, no artificial colors, flavorings, preservatives, sweeteners, you know, a reasonably high quality nutrient profile, and, you know, that mainly applies to treats as well. I mean, for the most part, you know, an easy way to think of how we define natural is that it's something that is human edible or human grade. It's not made from the types of ingredients that are not fit for human consumption that you often find in conventional pet food and pet treats. You know, most people don't want, you know, they consider their pets to be family and to be children, and they don't want to feed them potentially harmful and certainly unhealthy ingredients and that are very much permitted to be put in pet food if you want to. So really anything we sell is made generally in a human-grade facility with human-grade ingredients. You know, with a few exceptions, like in our dry kibble, where you basically can't make that with strictly human grade ingredients. But nonetheless, you know, they are the quality of ingredients that you could eat as a human and not worry about it.
Your product line includes not only the foods and treats, but also vitamins and supplements. Is your goal here to offer the pet parent, you know, a comprehensive approach to the health care of their animal by giving them healthy food as well as vitamins and supplements?
Yes, that's the you know, main goal of our sort of brand promise, as you will, is that you can use only natural pet products for everything from the daily food that you feed your pets to the vitamins that go with it. You know, if your pet has a certain health condition, maybe allergies or, you know, maybe a joint, stiff joints because of old age or whatever, we have a product, you know, generally a nutritional supplement of some sort to help with those specific situations. You know, a lot of people need flea and or tick control, especially in the summer months in certain parts of the country. So we offer natural solutions for that as well. You know, the treats that you give every day, you know, the shampoo you use, and even cat litter, as you mentioned earlier. You know, the goal is to have something, mainly in consumable products that you use every day, as opposed to beds and collars and leashes. But if it's a product that you're using on or for your pet every day, then you know we have a natural solution, and you can just buy whatever it is in our brand, and you can rest assured that it is a very healthy, very natural product.
Well, what do you think the biggest mistake pet owners make in approaching diet and overall health care? I mean, I've never really thought about giving either my cat or dog supplements and vitamins and that sort of thing. Am I making a mistake in not doing that?
Well, I mean, depends on your definition of a mistake. Are your pets as healthy as they could be? Probably not. Does that mean they're unhealthy? Not necessarily. So, you know, I mean, really the mistake that I think most people, or I shouldn't say most, but some pet parents make is that they think that their pets have different nutritional needs than themselves, and oh, you know, they're just a dog or just a cat, so different. Well, it's not really different. It's like what's good for humans is generally good for pets, you know, from a scientific and nutritional standpoint. So if humans need to take a daily vitamin every day, which most definitely doctors recommend, and our diets are fairly well varied, well, imagine if you are eating the same exact thing every day for breakfast and dinner, and there's no variety in your diet at all, then, you know, how much more important is it to make sure that you're getting all the necessary vitamins and minerals and nutrients? And, you know, another, you know, I wouldn't call it mistake, but another thing that most pet parents don't realize is that the nutritional standards that govern pet food are made by a bunch of bureaucrats and an organization that was originally set up to manage feed for agricultural animals. So, you know, cows and pigs and, you know, things like that. And so the standards for pet foods are highly dubious in terms of their true efficacy for optimizing pet health. They, in fact, you know, the reality of the situation is you can sell pure garbage that will barely keep your pet alive and call it pet food, which is why you can buy, you know, in Walmart a 50-pound bag of pet food for $19.99 because there's nothing in it of any nutritional value. So it is important to be an educated consumer when you're buying things for your pet. You cannot just assume that what's there on the shelf is going to be adequate because of some regulatory, you know, rules or something like that. You sort of either have to do the education yourself, or, you know, you have to shop at a place like our store or buy, you know, a brand like ours where you can say, okay, I know these guys have done the homework for me, so if I buy this product, then I know it's going to be, you know, healthy.
Sure. Well, I've been hearing a lot lately about food allergies and pets, dogs in particular. It seems to really be becoming a big issue where they're talking about food allergies, changing the diet for your dog, and when you're using a product like yours that is all human grade ingredients and so forth. That's a better way to prevent food allergies, I presume.
Yes, you know, a lot of the food allergies that pets have are because since the dawn of sort of industrialized pet food about, I don't know, 60 years ago or whatever, you know, the same ingredients have been used in most of the mass-produced products, and those ingredients are all made from chicken because it's a very cheap protein, wheat, corn, soy, and to a certain degree beef because it's the next cheapest protein. And so because pets have been eating these same ingredients over and over again every single day their entire life, generation after generation, you know, a lot of them are starting to develop allergies to these because it's not natural to eat, you know, only one thing forever and ever. And so a lot of the more natural products that you find tend to avoid those allergens. So, for example, you won't find any food, you know, that we sell that has corn or wheat or soy in it. You know, we sell primarily what we call alternative proteins. Rather than chicken, we'll have a turkey or venison or, you know, even sort of wild things like kangaroo, you know, that are sort of a more uncommon meat sources. Fish is another good example, and their pets tend to have much less allergy issues with those types of ingredients.
Well, that's interesting. So you really give them a more varied diet.
Correct.
Well,
and that's a big part of what we preach as well. It's like, don't feed your pet the same thing over and over every day for their whole life. It is not healthy. It is not good for them. Rotation is very good and very important. And so change the flavors around, even change the brands around. You know, there was an old myth that, not surprisingly, was propagated by the pet food companies that, like, oh, you know, it's best to just feed your pet one thing forever and ever. Sort of like the myth that by eating kibble, you know, it cleaned your pet's teeth, which is exactly the opposite of the actual fact, but very convenient if you're trying to sell your pet food. So, you know, you just have to use common sense and sort of, you know, again, do your homework or let somebody else do it for you.
Now, to talk about vitamins and supplements again, I presume the better in tune you are with your pet and observant of their behaviors, their routines, and so forth, that you can see where your pet might be suffering some distress or whatnot, particularly in older pets as they start to develop arthritis and joint pain and that sort of thing. If you're in tune with your pets, you can see where they might need some kind of joint supplement or something to kind of make their life more comfortable, right?
That's very true, yes. And, you know, again, as I mentioned earlier, most people consider pets to be part of the family now. And so, you know, they're not out in the backyard all day and all night, you know, unnoticed. They're like hanging out in the living room or, you know, of course, very often even on the bed. And so I think in general, people are more in tune with their pets these days. And, you know, they are willing to spend as much time and energy on their dogs and their cats as they are on their kids in many cases.
Can you tell me a little bit about your flea and tick products? So you said that they're natural, so I presume they're not using any sort of chemicals to kill these parasites, but how do they work?
Well, they tend to use botanical ingredients, and, you know, essentially that they're distilled down to essential oils that have an aroma, and the aroma is a repellent to the pests. So, you know, it's essentially all plant-based materials, flowers or plants of some sort or tree bark or whatever, that's been processed to be able to be applied to the pet. And, you know, there's a couple other approaches too. Like we have a flea powder, and that powder is at a microscopic level very sharp, and so when a flea comes in contact with it, it kills it. We have a tag that's sort of a bioenergetic tag that creates a sort of a field of energy that repels pests. So there's several different natural approaches, you know, most of which are very effective. And, you know, when you contrast it to the traditional approach, which is putting spot-on chemicals on your pet's skin and having it be absorbed into their skin, you know, clearly that's not the most healthy approach and very often causes adverse reactions and side effects, so much so, in fact, that the Environmental Protection Agency had to open an investigation a few years ago because so many pets were getting sick and, you know, having violent reactions to chemicals. I mean, just, you know, and these are chemicals and pesticides that humans would never be allowed to sort of apply subcutaneously under their skin. They would only be allowed to be used topically, but in the case of these spot-ons, they actually get absorbed into the skin, and so they go into the, you know, the overall system of the pet. Needless to say, not a very healthy way to do it.
Sure. I can remember years and years ago now, I guess, but when there used to be flea dips that you would use that
right.
were so strong that it would make your eyes water.
Yep.
I mean, and I used them at that time. I mean, this is like over 20 years ago, I guess. But we've gotten away from those, thank God. But now there are starting to be complaints directed towards some flea collars and topicals that are claiming that cause the death of their pet. So I definitely think that people are concerned about this and looking for alternative ways to treat parasites that don't put their pets at risk in any way. And using these type of flower plant extracts, they do not pose it. I mean, there's no chance at all of them causing the animal any kind of distress or illness, right?
Well, I mean, if you overapply, especially cats are sensitive to essential oils. So, I mean, you're not going to kill your cat using an essential oil, but if you apply too much, you know, they could have a reaction in their skin and, you know, maybe lose some fur or something like that. So you still have to follow the directions, but you're not going to have the sort of, like you say, there were definitely many lethal examples of pets dying from, you know, incorrect application of the pesticide-based products, which is not going to happen with the natural ones.
Yeah. All right. Well, do you have any new products on the drawing board coming out that you can tell us about?
We always have something new on the horizon, yes. I mean, right now we're getting ready to launch our new dry kibble cat food, some new canned dog food. We are working on an interesting new supplement, which is a krill oil supplement. Krill oil is becoming a very popular fish oil, you know, essential fatty acid supplement for humans because it's, you know, very powerful in terms of the, you know, beneficial omega-3s and omega-6s that are in it. So we're creating one for pets. You know, always have something on the drawing board. So, we'll have some exciting new products coming out this year.
And all your products are available directly to the consumer from your website, correct?
Yes, that's correct. That's our business is just selling direct to consumers, and you know, that's what we do. So anything that we sell is available on our website.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on today and sharing this with us. It sounds...
No problem, Robert. I appreciate your time.
It was wonderful to have you here, and people can go to your website at onlynaturalpet.com, where they can find all the information about your all your products, your complete product line. And I presume if they have any questions or anything, they can contact someone at your company that would be happy to help them.
Absolutely. We have actually a customer care team who is can answer questions that people have about natural pet care. You know, we all day long, you know, give people consultations on what's good healthy nutrition or, you know, how to help with a specific health issue using supplements or other natural approaches. And there's a toll-free number at the top of our website and, you know, a link that you can click to send an email. So we're more than happy to help and offer assistance.
We're not done yet. We're going to continue right after this break, so don't go away.